Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the broadcast today with one of our sons, Greg Youngblood. Greg has an ecclesiastical jurisprudence credential. That means he has studied constitutional law and biblical theology. And that doesn't mean he has all the answers, nor do I. But we love to talk about these issues and search the scriptures and see what God would have us to do. The theme of the broadcast today is the question, is Joe Biden qualified to be president? I'm looking at an article, Greg, and for the benefit of our listeners, I'll start this portion of the broadcast with this. Joe Biden introduces himself as Kamala's running mate, bringing his debate claims into question. Former vice president might be the official nominee of the Democratic Party running against Donald J. Trump in the Tuesday's election, but most Republicans, he's more like the fake attraction on a bait-and-switch ballot. In a comment at the Georgia on Tuesday, Biden blurted out, "My name is Joe Biden. I'm Jill Biden's husband, and I'm Kamala Harris's running mate." The end quote. Joe Biden told the crowd at his sparsely attended drive-in rally in Atlanta, "Y'all think I'm kidding, don't you?" End quote. Greg, is anything wrong with that statement? Do you see a flaw in character or in cognition when he makes a statement like that?
No, I'm when it comes to his mental faculties, I feel bad for him, and I feel scared, worried, concerned for the nation, because I never want to mock the individual that is losing their mental faculties. I think all of
That's
us
right.
face that potential. However, this man is not fit for duty along that line. But his character, because we many times, and John Piper did this recently, attacked the character flaws of Donald Trump, but he did not examine the character flaws of Joe Biden.
Exactly right. I'm glad you touch on that.
Joe Biden is a serial liar himself, as much as they want to claim that Donald Trump is, and every now and then he'll come up with a tweet, and I'm going, holy cow, wow. But Joe Biden, it started with his plagiarism all the way back in his law school days, and that cost him the primary. He stepped out of the campaign back in the 80s. As a matter of fact, this is his third time running for the presidency. But that plagiarism was so important that it caused him to step out of the campaign. Today, his plagiarism continues. Now, I challenge you folks, because the number one issue, if you're listening to Joe Biden, he says the number one issue is this Wuhan flu. He doesn't call it the Wuhan flu. He calls it COVID. The number one issue is the COVID, and he says he's going to shut down the economy. No, I'm going to shut down COVID. And you go, stop. How are you going to shut down COVID? And when he articulates his position, what he's going to do, what his plans are for fixing this thing, everything that he has mentioned has already been done
by
Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, beyond what he has suggested. And contrary to when the travel from China was shut down, he said that was xenophobic. That was a horrible thing to do. Now he goes back and says it should have been done earlier. You go, hold on a second, like 2 days or 3 days after the president gets the news and realizes this thing is spreading, he shuts things down. At the same time, Nancy Pelosi and others are inviting folks, you know, come down to Little China, do this and that. Come on, folks. You know, it's ridiculous. But the plagiarism continues today. Now, what's more fearful, what's more of concern, is the potential of being beholden to another country. And when, you know, folks point at Donald Trump and they say he's received millions from Russians and from Chinese, and what they're saying is half truth, because his company owns businesses all over the world. He has hotels and motels that they come – literally, if a Chinaman that may not be politically correct – if a Chinaman stays in a Trump hotel, well, I guess Donald Trump was – but he sold them a hotel room for a night, okay? They got a value. What value did the Russian mayor's wife, when she wrote a check for $3.5 million to a Biden enterprise? What value did the Chinese get when they wrote a $1.5 billion check to an investment company that Hunter Biden is managing? What value did the Ukrainians get by giving $1 million a year to Hunter Biden? What value did they receive? There's a value exchange. I mean, when you give somebody $1 million a year for a no-show job, there's some. They're not throwing their money to the wind. They're getting value. The value, my friends, is American sovereignty. The value, my friend, is American policy. Right now, you have folks throughout D.C. that want to restore the relationship with communist Chinese to exactly as it was 4 years ago. They do not care about the technology theft that was rampant and the steel dumping that was rampant. And right on down the list we can go. But here's it's not just Joe Biden. Understand that Kamala Harris's husband is an attorney. He works with a law firm that represents former communist Chinese officials and their businesses in America. Do you understand, folks? I'm connecting just a couple little dots for you here. You're not an idiot. You recognize that there's value in these things, and the value they're throwing around billions and trillions of dollars, and they're doing it many times to the detriment of Americans. Understand, just on the steel thing, people have hammered Donald Trump on steel and aluminum tariffs. The steel industry was under assault in America. Think if you're a massive military military complex, a massive military country, and you want to get a leg up on America. If you can destroy America's steel industry, tell me, how many ships can you build without steel? How many tanks can you build without steel? You must have steel. You must have. That's one of the absolute necessities in a growing, thriving economy, is being able to come up with your industrial core components. Now, it's not just from the industry side. It's literally our ability to defend ourselves militarily. And I know a lot of Christians, they don't want to hear about that, but it's an absolute fact. Jerusalem had to prepare itself militarily. We must also be prepared militarily. And that involves all these different aspects. And when we allow outside forces to manipulate our economy, to manipulate our industry, we are at risk militarily. When we can no longer defend ourselves, you'll realize it, but it's too late then. So
what you're saying now for our listeners to understand. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. If you'd like to jump in, give your 2 cents worth, ask the question about qualifications of Joe Biden, or give your information as you see it. That telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But Greg, what I have said and what I believe our listeners need to understand, Joe Biden has literally sold America to China, to Russia, to Ukraine, and only God knows to how many other nations, and has accepted dollars for the value of contact and influence in America. And if Joe Biden becomes our next president, America will simply become a satellite state, a satellite puppet state in subjection to China. Explain that for our listeners, what you're on the track of saying now, and further develop that thought of what America under the leadership of Joe Biden would be like based on his track record of what he's done in the past with what I call the Joe Biden family cabal. That's connected to the hip with China.
Well, listen, the scripture in Jeremiah, the charge is that they should seek the welfare of the state in which they reside. And of course, this was during the Babylonian captivity. Essentially, God's telling them, hey, seek the best interest of Babylon, because in their best interest being served, your best interest is being served. So, you know, Christians, this is not our permanent home. America, the world, earth is not our permanent home. But while we're here, be salt and light. Seek the best interest of this country in which you reside. As much as people say that Donald Trump is a nationalist, I'll say he's a patriot. And as much as as much as they pitch fit sometimes about border issues, this, that, and the other thing, our national security has everything to do with our personal security. Years back, you wrote a book, Is Islam Tolerant? You went on for hundreds of pages showing through the Quran and other places, the Hadith and other places, how an adherent Islamist is dangerous. Understand that other nations seek the destruction of America. They seek to knock America down a few places and to subjugate America potentially. I mean, that's been tried a few times. This Joe Biden has been very willing to sell us out to China, yes, to Ukraine, to Russia, to other foreign sources. And we have to analyze every step, every move in that light, especially when somebody has a history of something, you start looking for that in their current day-to-day, you know, lives. What was he selling? What was he selling when by the way, he's the big guy. If you're watching CNN, MSNBC, all these different channels, you're not getting what's going on right. You need to do a little search and get outside Google. I know they're more than 90% of the search market, but get outside of Google and start looking for the scandal that's taking place right underneath our noses, has been going on for years. And it's very interesting to note that even Jill Biden recently said, you know, American people don't want to hear about these smears, that's what she's calling it, against the family. The American people are struggling right now. Whatever is on Hunter Biden's laptop is not important. Hold on a second. Now, those are words of Jill Biden. They told us 2 weeks ago that this was all Russian disinformation, folks. Russian disinformation.
For the benefit of those, Greg, that may not know about Hunter Biden's laptop and about Bob Alinsky's testimony that he's given to the FBI and the three cell phones that he's turned over and the laptop of Hunter Biden and what Tucker Carlson has said and some of the documents that have disappeared that Tucker Carlson had sent. Speak to that issue, because many people are not familiar with that. In fact, I would say that perhaps half or better of our listeners perhaps have not even heard of this because of it being sequestered from the public by social media and by the Communist Network News system that's the right arm of the Democratic Party.
We're watching Twitter and Google and Facebook and other outlets throughout the mainstream media shut this story down. This is why they wanted early voting. This is why they pushed. Now over 70 million people have voted. A lot of people today trending on social media, how do I change my vote or something along that line. People that have voted for Joe Biden or voted for whomever, and then they've gone, oh, my goodness, I've made a mistake, because this story has been suppressed. This story, as you said, has been sequestered. The New York Post ran with some of this. Immediately, Twitter blocked access. Literally, you could not click the link for the New York Post article because it exposed this story. Hunter Biden, over a year ago, dropped his laptop off, some say three laptops, I'm not sure, at a repair shop. And then apparently he didn't come back for it. He refused a service order, whatever. And the fella in attempting to retrieve information ended up in his email account for Hunter Biden, where 24,000 or so emails. I mean, isn't it interesting?
26,000, I think it is.
26,000 emails. So what we're finding on Hunter Biden's emails are correspondence back into on the deals he's working on. But it's much worse than that. It's not just the deals where, you know, he's selling us out and using the Biden name and holding back 10%, 20%. In one email, his communication with his own daughter, or verbal communication, is audio, I believe, on that, where he says, hey, you know, I'm not going to make you give half your income to Pop, or half income to me like Pop does to me. So half of what he was getting, I guess, from Ukraine, I don't know, maybe it was Ukraine, maybe it was Russia, maybe it was China, whatever. Supposedly half the income was going to Pop. And emails back and to where there's going to be a 10% holdback or 20% holdback for the big guy, you know, Joe Biden. It is amazing. And so the expose is out there. According to Twitter and what's his name, Dorsey, whatever the guy's name is, CEO of Twitter, he says that
Jack
they have
Jack
a policy.
Dorsey.
They have a policy to block information that may not be true or may have been unlawfully obtained. And you go, stop. Did you block the supposed release of Donald Trump's taxes? By the way, that's a federal criminal offense. If they are Donald Trump's taxes that were released, somebody broke a federal criminal violation. That wasn't stopped. That was spread like wildfire today. We don't know if it's true, if it's real, or if it's not. But that was not stopped by Twitter. But this, that, by the way, it is absolutely, definitively true information. Both the sender and the recipient. The recipients have come forward and said, yeah, these are legit. These are actually, you know, our emails. That was that Bobulinski thing. He was offended because as a former naval officer, he's been called a Russian conspirator. This guy, Bobulinski, does not – he's not a Trump supporter. He's not a – matter of fact, he was working with the Bidens. But he's come forward and said, hey, I'm not conspiring with Russians. This is not Russian disinformation. And when Schiff went out and accused, you know, saying this was Russian disinformation, that hit me right between the eyes. Now, he doesn't say it like that. He was offended. They ticked off a former naval officer, and he just said, please have Schiff go back there and back out and retract his words. This is not Russian disinformation. But they refused to do it.
Talking about Adam Schiff, for the benefit of our listeners.
Right. Well, Adam Schiff, over and over and over, how many times did he say that he had information that Donald Trump was conspiring with Russians? It's in plain view. I have at least a dozen times he said that. And after a $35 million investigation, we discover Adam Schiff lied over and over and over and over and over. But guess what, folks? If you're watching these different mainstream media outlets, you're not getting that. You know, and that's where it's the manipulation. We're going to manipulate you and keep you at home. We're going to have you thinking that that Trump is a Russian spy, a Russian asset. How many times did you see memes, if you're on social media, where they had Donald Trump at the on a leash with Putin holding the leash? How many times did you hear that he was a Putin puppet? A million times, I think I saw that. The truth is being suppressed, and the reality is absolutely polar opposite to what you're hearing oftentimes on your mainstream media outlets. But it goes much, 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 much further, and it's much worse. Apparently, there's an FBI investigation into Hunter Biden now, but Hunter Biden is not just Hunter Biden. He's Biden. It's Biden Enterprises. It's the Biden network. It's the Biden co-conspirators, because Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden, with Bobulinski. He was right in the middle of this. Twice he met personally, according to Bobulinski. But there's also the actual rejection of Bobulinski's putting together a corporate entity and the structure to handle these international deals. And he was going to establish corporate governance that basically secured, put checks and balances in place. And guess what? Joe decided to veto that. He said, nope, not going to do that. Now, essentially, the things that would expose Joe Biden to the light of day, he would not allow to be done. And today, we're right on the cusp of an election in which tens of millions of people will vote and never realize that this is a real story in real time being suppressed by major media outlets in order to get their will, their way for America. Their will, their way for America is probably not best for you and your
Absolutely.
America.
And one of the things that our listeners need to understand with all that you've said, just basically tying portion of it up in a little neat bow, is that what Joe Biden has done with Joe Biden and his brother Jim Biden and with Hunter Biden, and Bobulinski was also a part of that cabal in that, and he's come forward now and produced the information. In fact, I'm looking at an article that says Hunter's ex-business partner drops a bombshell on Joe Biden and family. Hunter Biden's ex-partner, business partner, Tony Bobulinski, told Fox News host Tucker Carlson on Tuesday that Joe Biden and the Biden family are all compromised. Bobulinski recalled how Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, said plausible deniability would shield the Biden family from scrutiny over their Chinese business dealings. Here's another quote in this article. They're putting their entire family legacy on the line. They knew, this is Bobulinski speaking, They knew exactly what they were doing, Bobulinski said. Hunter Biden's ex-business partner, Tony Bobulinski, told Tucker Carlson that the Democratic presidential nominee, Joe Biden, will be compromised as president because of his family's business dealings with China. So, Greg, what I wanted to emphasize with that quote and that statement was that if Joe Biden becomes president, he will be a puppet held hostage by China and Russia and Ukraine and perhaps other dozens of other foreign nations as a result of what they know and that they hold the cards, as the old cliche goes, over Joe Biden. This is another statement that Bobulinski said. I just don't see, given the history here in the facts, how Joe Biden can be can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have on him. So as a citizen and as an American taxpayer, I'm very, very, very concerned, Bobulinski said. So I'm concerned, too, ladies and gentlemen, when we understand that Joe Biden and the Biden family are all in the Joe Biden family cabal, and as such, Joe Biden is absolutely unequivocally compromised to the point that he would not be able to say no to China on anything that they wanted to do. He would not be able to stand against China as President Trump has done. He would not put into place anything that is called prevention in any fashion of the theft of our intellectual properties and of the importation and destruction of our marketplace. We would literally be a puppet state for China if Joe Biden is elected. Am I saying that correctly, Greg?
You're hitting the nail squarely on the head. Here's another twisted component of all of this scandal. The FBI has had possession of this laptop hard drive for over a year. A year. The question mark for Christopher Wray today is, where's that laptop? What's been done? Why is there such silence? Of course, that could be said of a lot of things within the FBI and DOJ. They were very willing to start Crossfire Hurricane. They were very willing to seek the destruction of Donald Trump, illegally wiretap, illegally acquire wiretaps, to change CIA documents, to literally twist. Look at Kleinsmith and the fact he literally altered a CIA document in order to get a wiretap warrant out of a FISA court. Now, they were willing to do all of that. However, today there seems to be absolute dead still, silence, nothing taking place. Now, I said there's one little investigation going on, or at least they say that there's an investigation going on. But the twisted perversion goes further in that on that laptop hard drive, there is apparently child pornography. Now, I understand the criminal aspect of that and the enterprise that oftentimes spins off from it. When I say the enterprise, some people are thinking about how criminals go online and sell such things. Influence is bought and sold that way. Jeffrey Epstein was a serial pedophile, but he also, on his pedophile island, captured high-ranking officials from around the world on tape, on video, in pictures, documenting their illegal criminal activities. It's perverse. I don't even want to discuss this. But the reality is being compromised is not just with money. Oftentimes it's with these criminal acts and these horrendous acts. And apparently there's a lifestyle that embraced that within Hunter Biden. I am not accusing Joe Biden. Joe Biden did some weird things. I mean, he likes sniffing people, and he likes sniffing people, and he likes touching people inappropriately, and he likes swimming naked in front of Secret Service agents that happen to be female. But I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about the reality that within the family, there could be the extortion, the compromised nature where the family could be extorted to get beneficial treatment. Now, when you're paying somebody money, you're buying them. There's bribery and extortion are going hand in hand oftentimes. But once you have the carrot, they've got the carrot with money, China, Ukraine, Russia, Romania, who knows how many different nations have the carrot. I think oftentimes they have the stick. So if you do what we tell you to do, the money will continue to flow. And they are happy to send you millions or tens of millions so long as they're getting billions in benefits. But the stick is often employed. Criminal enterprises use the stick all the time. Oftentimes it's, we're going to hurt or harm your family. Sometimes it's, we have information on you. We will destroy you or your family. The compromised nature, it's amazing how many times we heard Adam Schiff say, Donald Trump is compromised. Yes. Donald Trump. Now, for 4 years, I've witnessed this at a higher level than ever before. What the Democrats allege of Trump or others, they are often guilty of themselves. Now we're seeing it highlighted in bold letters before our very eyes. It's not some mystery. If you go looking, you will find these things. By the way, look away, folks. Once you've gotten a glimpse of it, you realize how corrupt, how evil, how seditious. Once you realize that, you don't need to keep looking, folks. Just go and vote appropriately.
And from a Christian perspective, a conservative perspective, an American patriot perspective, we have no option but to vote for President Donald J. Trump. Any other vote would be casting a vote to destroy the statehood of the United States of America, the sovereignty of America, would be to destroy the Constitutional Republic. It will be to destroy our originalist court, because Joe Biden said he's going to pack the Supreme Court. That means he will put in those that are the super legislative makers and not the originalist, textualist, originalist as the one that was just put on the bench by President Trump. Justice Barrett was put on. But, Greg, I'm looking at an article here, and time won't allow us to delve into it. The Bidens got into the hospital business, and people died. And let me just summarize it for our listeners in these closing moments. This article outlines the fact that Jim Biden in Elwood City Medical Center in Pennsylvania, a closed hospital, was able to open it and get millions upon millions of dollars because of Joe Biden's vice presidential position, and still did not upgrade any of the equipment. Finally, it was closed down by the hospital, closed down by the health department because patients were dying. But he pocketed the money, and it was done with the Joe Biden vice presidential influence that was able to funnel those millions through a hospital that was already failing. And Joe Biden's brother, Jim Biden, was the recipient of that. That's what will happen if that Joe Biden is elected. Greg, we've got about 15 seconds. Wrap it up for our listeners, challenging our listeners to vote, and as Christians, to vote, as conservatives, vote.
I have one verse for you. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions. That's Proverbs 1:7. Folks, use your wisdom that God's granted you. Go out and vote on Tuesday. Be a part. Be salt and be light.
Amen. Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time as, once again, we face the issues.
...of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1/2 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 and on Sunday mornings at 8 on 100.3 FM. For expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety at 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. Tune in and invite others to listen.